This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. First up today, it is with great sadness that I pass on the news that Gilbert, VK5FGIL, became a silent key late last week. Gil was a quiet but much liked member of our group, and he will be missed. A number of our Mount Gambier members and a couple from Millicent attended the graveside service in Millicent, where Gilbert was laid to rest last Monday morning. R.I.P. mate. This now brings me to an important topic for all of us who are getting on in age terms. A few months back, Club President Peter VK5BE delivered a presentation in relation to deceased estates and how we should prepare for that time in our own lives. He suggested that we should all have a list, preferably with photographs of all of our valuable amateur radio gear. Ideally, each item should have an approximate value listed alongside it as well. Wives, girlfriends and or kids should know about the list and where to find it when we fall off the perch. This will 1. Stop all of our much-loved gear from being thrown into the nearest rubbish skip, although selfishly we will probably be past caring at that point. 2. It will make the rallies more aware of what might be valuable to the estate and more particularly to other amateurs. 3. It will make the sale or disposal of our gear much more convenient for the family to deal with, as they will have a much better understanding of what they have and how to best dispose of it. 4. In the event that your club approaches the family and offers to help dispose of your much-loved gear, it will make their task so much easier as well. I suggest that this is well worth thinking about and then acting on the idea. That reminds me, I must get around to doing this myself. Our new Yaesu System Fusion C4FM repeater is working well, but does not seem to be getting a great deal of use. Neither, for that matter, is our excellent Link 2-metre and 70-centimetre repeater network. Is this a sign of the times, or are we all talked out? I must confess that I do not have my radio in the shack turned on very much these days, but I am at a loss to explain why, really. I must try to have it turned on more, as there are a couple of blokes who are on their way to or from work very early in the mornings that I used to have a chat to most mornings, as I am up and about at a ridiculously early hour. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Next Friday night, the 23rd of September, will be the monthly tech night. So come along to the club rooms and see what's happening. Just a reminder that the meetings of the North East Radio Club are always at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent. Get there about 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start, and there's always plenty of tea, coffee and soft drinks available. Now, as you're all aware, September has got 5 Fridays in it, and that means, of course, that we'll be going out on the 5th Friday for lunch. And Sir Lunchalot was taken with the Clover Crest the last time that we had a 5th Friday lunch that he thought we'd go and revisit it. So that will be on Friday the 30th of September, the 5th Friday lunch at the Clover Crest Hotel at Modbury North. And one of the favourite events that the North East Radio Club runs is the coffee morning every Wednesday at the Tea Tree Gully Library, and that's always preceded by a quick coffee Corona Club net on the Houghton repeater at 9 a.m. So everybody comes along and has a good time, so don't forget that, the coffee Corona Club net at 9 a.m. followed by the coffee club at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And another very popular event is the F-Troop Net, and that's on every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. So we get quite a few people coming along and having a chat about their weekly activities. So don't forget that, Fridays at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network for the F-Troop Net. Well, that's all for this week. I hope you're all staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. Here is the AHARS news for September the 18th. My computer I use to send out mass emails has had a big failure and was not backed up very often. I am able to reconstruct a new computer from the vast collection of paperwork I have stored away, but this is taking quite a lot of time. Pat and I met with Petta, the girl who looks after the church, last Friday, and we now have a new meeting place for our Saturday morning activities. You may have noticed the two doors on the right-hand side as you come in the back door. We have one of the rooms for our coffee and chat and future technical presentations. We also have full use of the kitchen and its facilities on these mornings. We also have a two-door cupboard on to store our library in that room. We've also asked Petta to prepare the paperwork for us to book this facility for 2023. Pat has sold all of Jim's SWR power meter kits that we've put together so far, and we are now waiting for fresh supplies to arrive to make another batch. We are surprised how many of the higher power kits have been ordered. We suspect there will be a Christmas rush, and so we must have a stock of kits ready to send out. The next RSL lunch will be on the 23rd of September, and the next coffee and chat will still be in the Girl Guide Shack on the 24th of September. We have our eviction notice from the shack, and this takes place on the 21st of November. This should not cause us too many hassles, as in the past, we've not usually had meetings in December and January. We may have a coffee and chat in early December if we can use the new meeting place at the church, hitherto known as the Buck. Activities for the rest of 2022. We're going to do a lot of shifting and storing stuff from the Girl Guides facility, and the committee started this last Saturday. In 2 or 3 weeks, we will need volunteers with trailers and or utilities to shift the stuff from the old shack to the new storage space made available to us thanks to Christine and Jeff. The address is 644 Cherry Gardens Road, Cherry Gardens. October the 7th will be another lunch at the Blackwood RSL, and October the 8th will be a coffee and chat at the old shack. We may be able to have our last activity at the Girl Guide site on the 19th of November. Pat is looking into a farewell brunch at the shack on that Saturday. Our general meeting for November will be on the 17th of November and will be a talk on the Overland Telegraph 150 years. November the 25th will be our last RSL lunch for 2022 unless we can book another for December the 9th. AHARS annual dinner will be on Sunday the 27th of November and will be at the Belair Hotel. Starting time will be 12 noon and the meal will be the same as last year, a two-course meal with several options at $35 per person with tea and coffee provided. Stay away from COVID and hope to see you at our annual dinner.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.